Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This month, Target and Walmart will be offering incentives for parents to recycle their car seats. It's part of a push during Baby Safety Month to get parents to get rid of the expired and old car seats instead of continuing to use them or passing them down. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Alisa Baer, pediatrician and co-founder of the Car Seat Lady. Thanks for the time. So how many, I mean, think that parents just keep using these old car seats and instead of getting new ones?
We know that a lot of seats do continue to get used beyond their expiration date, but there's also other seats that are unsafe to be used that continue to be used. For example, most seats that have been in a crash need to be replaced. Manufacturers have different rules for that, so parents need to check with their specific seat, but after most crashes, a seat needs to be replaced. And also if it's missing important parts or the straps have gotten frayed or damaged. So this is a way for parents to avoid putting into a landfill seats that are otherwise not safe to be used by a child.
You know, for a lot of parents, the cost of all of this stuff can be daunting. And so the hand-me-down chain is often extended. It can include everything from cribs to clothing to car seats. Good idea or bad?
It can be done safely, but you need to be very careful when passing down a seat. So first thing is to check to make sure it's not expired. Check if it's recalled. If it was recalled, as long as you've repaired the recall, then it's fine to continue to use. Most recalls are such that the manufacturer will send you a replacement part that will address the issue. You want to make sure that all the parts are there and in good working order, that there's no damage to the seat or its parts. And that it should be in a condition that you would feel comfortable using for your own child if you're passing it down. So if you have a sister-in-law that's pregnant, it might be very safe to pass down your infant seat that meets all those criteria. But do be wary if you're buying a seat from someone. Sometimes the financial incentive can make it such that people might not be as honest about the history of the seat as they would be if you're getting it from a family member or close friend who you can trust.
What is the shelf life on a car seat, and are there certain brands that last longer?
So it depends by seat. Within manufacturers, there can be variations. The shortest lifespan is typically 6 years, and the longest is about 10 years. It varies by the manufacturer's own testing of the seat, how much plastic is used. Plastic is a material that gets brittle with age, so seats that have more steel or other types of metal reinforcement might have longer expiration dates. If parents aren't sure of the expiration date, they can check in the manual to their child's car seat or call the manufacturer directly and ask.
We appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. That's Dr. Alisa Baer, pediatrician and the co-founder of the Car Seat Lady. It's called Baby Safety Month, and there's a push, Target and Walmart, among others, offering incentives for parents to bring in old car seats and recycle them because, based on what Dr. Baer said, sometimes the seat has outgrown its usefulness, and then it's kind of a nightmare. What do you do with the thing? And keeping it out of the waste stream is probably a pretty good idea.